Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Sports Betting Show. Here's Anil Opiro.
Alrighty, 335, Mile High City, Anil Opiro in the saddle with Chase and Dan. We've got the Denver Sports Betting crew in the house today for the maiden voyage of the Denver Sports Betting Show right here on Mile High Sports Radio. And let's go on out to the Go Fast Energy Drink Hotline and Text Line. And let's go ahead and take things up a notch. Let's go talk to the greatest wide receiver in Broncos history, the man himself, Rod Smith, our chief brand ambassador. What is going on, my man?
How you guys doing, man? You guys excited for today?
Oh, we slowly but surely, we're hanging in there. We're hanging in there.
Yeah. Hanging in there, man. Y'all should be fired up, man. It ain't snowing anymore. Y'all slid it over to the station.
It did a little.
Put the ice skates on.
Oh, man, it's crazy.
I know. We might have to start betting on like figure skating or snowboarding or something.
Let's bet on snow. Yep. Let's bet on snow. Right. Like over and under on snow when the weather person.
Right.
I don't know who the weather person is. I actually do, but I don't want to say. They're never right. Like, ever.
So, no, they really aren't. Although I will say, I was surprised yesterday when we got dumped on as much as we did, because it seemed they kept pushing it off, right? Friday it was going to come, Saturday it was going to come, and then finally, like, we woke up Sunday and it was just like, yo, what the hell happened?
Yeah, no, it was crazy. What's happening in the world of sports, man, and bets?
Oh.
Gotta get some tips.
Well, it's tournament time, man.
Guys, man. I gotta make some money, exactly, man. I got some stuff going on my Instagram page. A couple different things for actually some bets for the March Madness. So that's going to be cool. I'm actually going to even fill out a bracket, too, for the first time probably ever.
Wow. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, man. I got to do it, man. Y'all got me started. You and freaking Ryan, man. Oh, you guys owe me some money, too, by the way.
No,
we'll have regional previews on DenverSportsBetting.com, so be sure to go on there to help you fill out your bracket.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Because you don't know who is even in college basketball right now. What teams can play and what teams can't play.
Uh-huh.
Right. The CU Buffs are looking pretty good this year, though. They're looking pretty competitive. Coach Boyle's got them rearing and deering entering the tournament this time around. So who knows? Maybe a little run for the local team.
Absolutely. You know I'm always rooting for the locals. So, but they got to help me win some points, man. I got to get some points. So one of the things I'm doing is going to be where actually it's a bracket and points, and the company is going to donate to charity. So I definitely want to get my points up. So I'm gonna tune in to you guys so I can give me some tips.
There you go. 5 days a week right here on Mile High Sports Radio. You'll be able to stay up to date with all of the work that we're doing with Rod online at denversportsbetting.com. Some good betting information as well, some charitable work as Rod was kind of alluding to. So we're gonna come at it from all these different angles here. We got Rod, who's gonna kind of help lead us into the storm here in the modern day sports betting world. But we're here to provide the Colorado better an enhanced betting experience. We want you guys to have an edge. We want you guys to be educated, and we want you guys to feel confident before you put your money on the line. Because the way I put it is, there's so many people out there that just feast on the uneducated person, the person who has no idea what we're doing. And, you know, Rod, I think that's exactly what we're trying to fix here at Denver Sports Betting.
Absolutely, because I was one of those people. You got to remember, I had never placed a sports bet in my life. I didn't know how to place a sports bet, because playing professional sports, you can't sports bet. Or you really can't just bet on football. But I didn't bet on anything. And then I met you and Ryan, and you guys started breaking it down and keeping it real simple. I said, look, dude, if you're going to do this, we need to make a tutorial for people like me, right? The sports betting for dummies or sports betting 101. And actually, we have that now. All you guys, Chase and all you guys, did a great job of putting that together so people can actually understand what all the numbers and stuff mean. And everything is not for you. That's what I learned, that I just focus on the two or three things that I can do.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, with y'all's help, I'm at my new desk, and I got two big monitors here, a new MacBook Mini, a Mac Mini computer, all of it paid for with Sports Betting Win. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's what we do here at Denver Sports Betting.
Yeah, that can definitely be you. You know, you say you don't bet on sports, or you didn't while you were playing for the Broncos, but you did bet on maybe a trial. Can you give us a little sneak preview of some of the tales that you might be given on this very show as we go on here?
Do everybody already know about the stuff that's coming on, like the stories? We got to have a cool name for it too, because one day Ryan and Neil and I were on Zoom, and I was telling them some of the stories that happened in the locker room. And actually, one of the biggest bets ever was when the guys in the locker room, we bet on the OJ trial. Literally, guys were placing. We would bet on anything, though. We would bet. We had a little poppy shot in our locker room. We had a little poppy shot, so between lunch and stuff like that, you see guys over there shooting basketball, and literally they'd be shooting for checks. They literally be shooting for money. And like in our off season, you couldn't look at your check. You had to leave. I'm going to give y'all this one little story, and then the rest of y'all got to come back to the show.
All right.
But this one, we did bet on the OJ trial. That was one. But this one was, like, crazy because – and everybody would appreciate this because it was with Shannon Sharp and my man Keith Burns. And they used to always talk noise about playing basketball, but we never went to the, like, real basketball court. We only did it at the poppy shot right there at practice, right? And so they was betting, like, off-season workout checks. It was usually around, like, $100 or something like that, right? And so Sharp had his check and Keith had his check, but you can't open it. You can't open it and know what's in it. Right? No, so they're shooting and Keith won. So he got Shannon's check in his locker. He didn't even open it. Right? About 2-3 days later, he said, let me see how much money I won from Sharp. He opened it and it was actually, Sharp didn't look at it. It was part of one of his signing bonuses. It was like
$300,000. Oh my gosh.
It was like 300 grand or some crazy number like that. And Keith went and showed it to him and he snatched it out of his hand. He said, no, dude, you got to buy me something. He actually ended up buying him something big, though, more than like the 50 or 100 bucks that they were betting. But it was like the craziest thing, man. I was like, dude, what if you went and tried to deposit that? They'd take you to jail.
Oh, real quick. Yeah, no, that's good stuff. But that's a little taste of some of the shows and the tales that Rod's going to be telling here on the show moving forward. Once or twice a month, we'll be bugging Rod a little bit, get him to open up about the Denver Broncos of the past. And listen, we all know people love those teams that you were a part of, man. You guys are like royalty in this town.
Man, you know what? It was fun, though, man. I'm telling you, I remember Terrell Davis threw this party. I'm not going to tell about what happened there. Y'all got to come.
I think we can use the imagination.
That's the private.
No, I'm telling you. No, something happened in a game one day. I almost beat the hell out of Eddie McCaffrey in a game. And this is my man. I love him to death, but I almost beat his ass in a game. He didn't even know I was going to beat him up. But it was something he did in a game that pissed me off so bad. And then later, I've been laughing about it because it's funny now. But it's stuff like that that I never have told like anybody, because we had this saying in the locker room: those that tell don't know, and those that know don't tell.
Right.
But these stories are funny and this stuff that people wouldn't think that happens in the locker room. So it's gonna be cool.
Yeah. So we're gonna be diving into all of that here moving forward on the program. Do want to get a little fun here with the betting, and I'm gonna put you on the spot. I got a list of some odds here of who might be the Broncos' starting quarterback. Come on, you gotta give me a take here.
So, oh hell, I have no idea.
All right,
I'm thinking Drew. I'm going with Drew.
Okay, so you're gonna keep it basic then, though.
Who else we got on the list?
All right, so they got Drew Lock as the odds-on favorite at 4-5, but the long shots, you could say, they got Deshaun Watson at 8-1, Sam Darnold at 8-1, and then it kind of opens up there. You got Andy Dalton at 12-1, Bridgewater 12-1. But you think it's going to be Drew Lock?
So all those guys are free agents right now?
No, this is just Deshaun Watson's but
there's either free agents or trade targets.
And that stuff is due what, tomorrow? Like some of the free agent stuff, or some of the stuff is happening right now.
Yeah,
I mean a lot of stuff happening today. Here's the thing: I think not knowing, you know, we got a new big guy up front, you know, in the front office, and look like he's trying to make some moves. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a shakeup, but I wouldn't be surprised if we bring in a veteran quarterback to compete against Drew, to be honest. But I think, you know, this is going into a pivotal year for him. You know, he didn't play a whole lot in five games of his first year. You know, all of last year was up and down. COVID didn't help, but then again, COVID affected everybody, so that's no excuse. But I think, you know, you mentioned some names, man. There were some talented guys, but I think he arrives to the occasion. I'm going to put my money on Drew, man. I'm going to put my money on Drew until we get those guys that you listed on the roster. They're not on the roster, so I'm going with Drew.
I respect it. I tend to go the same way as well. I just think that the Broncos, I mean, like, don't get me wrong, Deshaun Watson would be absolutely phenomenal, but until Houston shows any sort of willingness to even consider trading him, I mean, that you just got to kind of wipe that off the board. You know, same thing with someone like Sam Darnold. You know, this is something.
Sam Darnold, but the thing is, Sam Darnold, Bridgewater, and these are guys that they can look at it and say, well, this could be an upgrade, but if you don't fix the whole offense, to be honest with you, it doesn't matter who's, I mean, it matters, but people don't realize the quarterback can't block for himself. The running game, he doesn't run the ball. And I think you got to tailor the offensive play calls to that guy. And I think in the last couple of years, both ways, you know, Drew saw some ups and some downs based off of play call and play selection from the staff. The staff is so important with no matter who's that quarterback.
I completely agree. It's going to be it's definitely a pivotal year for the Denver Broncos. You alluded to them having a new big boy up top there in the front office. We'll see how Mr. Patton can do, hopefully build this roster out. It should be a good one, but I want to take this in a little bit of a different direction here for the final question. When I met you, I knew that you played football, you played for the Broncos and whatnot, but like, I know you as a business guy. Like, if I'm being honest with you, it's like, you know, Rod Smith, you know, I talk business with him. He's got all these ideas. He's doing this and that. And Dan, our resident golf and college basketball expert, pointed something out to me today, and I want to get your opinion. So back in December, Russell Okung decided that he wanted half of his $13 million contract for 2020 in Bitcoin cryptocurrency. So he took half of his $13 million a year salary and converted that into Bitcoin. He said, here's $6.5 million or whatever it was, and let's put it into Bitcoin. Long story short, he's almost tripled up on that. I think he's made about $21 million off that original investment. I'm just curious, Rod Smith, the businessman, had you been playing in the NFL in the modern day, would you have considered converting any portion of your contracts or your earnings into one of these alternative investments that we're seeing some of these NFL players do today?
I think he looks like a genius right now.
Right?
I mean, honestly, matter of fact, I have a chart sitting up here right now on my computer. And the Bitcoin was at 60,000 2 days ago, and today it was down at, when I looked at it earlier, it was like at 56,000. I don't own any Bitcoin at all, and I went to a conference several years ago about it. I didn't understand it. I don't put my money in places where I don't understand. Well, obviously, Russell Okung knows a little bit more than I do, a hell of a lot more than I do. If you're going to risk $6.5 million, that's a lot of Bitcoin. But now, it is probably, since December, it's probably more than triple. It's probably quadruple, I think. Since then, I mean, it is a crazy amount, and I can definitely see me at the time investing in other things. That's what I like to do. We have the multiple streams of income as a professional athlete. Now these guys are making, we made good money too for the time, but you have to have these alternative sources of income. The way the world is today, it's very small. The world is very small. I mean, you talk to people overseas, just like they live around the corner, and it doesn't cost you anything with like your apps and different things like that. So. Yeah, I would definitely have been looking into things like that. And I think it gives these guys some creative ways of being, understanding that you're a business person. You just happen to play sports. And you got to be able to diversify. And in some cases, we call it diversify because guys bet on the wrong things. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely can see that. But I don't know if this is a family. This is definitely a family show, so I can't say what I would say. But there's no way I would put $6.5 million of my money into Bitcoin. I wouldn't have did that. I don't care how much money I had, but I could definitely see doing a nice piece. But $6.5 million, that dude has got some courage. I'm gonna call it that.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of cojones on Russell Okung. And,
yeah, that's the word.
Yep.
That word.
Yep. So hey, it takes money to make money, and obviously not every investment's gonna be a winning one. Not every bet's gonna be a winning one. But shout out to Russell Okung for well, hopefully he. Let's see if he lets it ride. You know, you gotta be smart with when you take your money out. Yeah. So,
I'm cashing my $6.5 million out. Hell with the rest of it. I'm riding with the house's money. That's different.
There you go. Well, Rod, want to thank you for joining the inaugural Denver Sports Betting Radio program right here on Mile High Sports. I know we're going to have you on a lot more in the future and be doing a little creative storytelling with you as well. Get some people the inside look at some of those 90s teams, early 2000s teams, and really cover sports betting in a way that it's never been done before.
Real quick, is the college bracket stuff up on the site yet, on DenverSportsBetting.com? Is that up?
We're still working on it. We're still breaking it down, but I think we'll have some stuff on up tonight and definitely tomorrow.
Hey,
it'll
man,
all be posted.
Text me. I don't care if you send it to my text message because I need to put a bracket together, and I want to do it within the next 48 hours. And because I'm betting against the CEO of this company. He doesn't know it yet, but I'm betting against him. I'm going to raise more money to him. But I need some tips because I haven't watched a college basketball game in a while.
All right. Well, we got you covered there. You can check it all out online at denversportsbetting.com. Rod, thank you, my man. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
I appreciate it, guys.
Yep. Have a good one. Rod Smith, brand ambassador, our guy here at Denver Sports Betting, hopping on with us on the initial program here. Three segments down. Can you believe it? One more to go. This is the Denver Sports Betting Show on Mile High Sports Radio.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.